This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A group of Democratic state lawyers are pushing a bill that requires landlords to disclose the full cost of renting a place up front. The measure is meant to crack down on costs that renters must pay for landlord services, like pest control. Senator Lisa Cutter says hidden fees make it hard for renters to budget, and they disadvantage those landlords that are transparent about the full cost of their units.
Transparency allows consumers to make better decisions and ultimately leads to change.
Landlord groups are preparing to fight the proposal. They say they're okay with more transparency, but they fear it could lead to more litigation and possible large penalties over minor violations. If you're planning to send a Valentine this year, you might want to mail it to Loveland, Colorado first. CPR's Haley May explains.
Since 1947, the Loveland Chamber of Commerce has helped add a little extra love to mailed Valentines by stamping them with a special cachet, proclaiming they came from the Sweetheart City. Chamber President Mindy McLuhan says many of the cards offer a sense of connection for the sender.
The last 3 years, I've gotten one that's come across my desk that just says, "Please send on to heaven. I know my daddy will get it."
We've got some instructions for how to get your Sweetheart City stamp at CPR.org. I'm Haley May, CPR News.
12 Colorado state parks are launching a new program to reduce light pollution and encourage more stargazing tourism. The participating parks will receive 20 hours of free consulting from the nonprofit Dark Sky Colorado, along with equipment that measures artificial light and changes in sky brightness over time. This is CPR News and KRCC.